All right, today we're going to look at a pass rush stunt known as an ET or a me stunt. Sometimes you hear it called the me because the defensive tackle is the one that calls it out with his partner in crime, the defensive end. And if he says me, that means I am the one looping. You are the one penetrating. You'll also hear other stunts like a TE. This is an ET. Whichever letter is first, that's the one doing the penetrating. So in this case, the end will take one step upfield, then he is going flat down the line, trying to pick that offensive guard's hip. The defensive tackle is going to take a step or two forward into the offensive guard so that the guard engages him on the line of scrimmage, giving the defensive end a real good target for the guard's hip. Then the defensive tackle loops around. A lot of times you think of a stunt and you think the looper is the intended guy. More often than not, on an ET or a me stunt, it's the defensive end. Because after he pins the hip of the offensive guard, he can't recover to block this guy. If this tackle leaves the defensive end to block the looper, it's that defensive end that might get in there and cause pressure. That's an ET stunt, also known as a me stunt.
Nice job, Ross, bringing down the ET stunt for us on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. Giants versus the Redskins. Here's your end. Here's your tackle. You're going to get the stunt from these guys. Now, here's the objective of this ET stunt. You want to get a push here initially off the ball, push there. Then you're going to get this end who comes in, penetration inside there. Then you're going to get the tackle coming around the outside. The object of this stunt is to try to create confusion between these guys. If one of these guys make the mistake of not passing the guy off, like there, 68. You got to pass him off there. Then you have to be ready for the guy coming around. If they make a mistake there in their communication, here's the result. Sack on your quarterback, fumble on the ground. More than likely, it will result in a turnover. Let's take a look at it here versus the Tennessee Titans, our own Philadelphia Eagles. You're going to get a double stud here. You got one going there and there, but let's not pay attention to that one. Here's the ET stunt we want. He's coming here. He's coming around. You got Evan Mathis and Jason Peters. Nice job, Jason Peters. Again, passing it back off to Evan Mathis, but it originally starts over here if you bring it back a little bit. Evan Mathis, he has an eye on this end out here while he's blocking his own guy there. And what he does perfectly is he doesn't get hooked onto this guy. He's basically anticipating the ET stunt coming. Both guys do a great job of passing this off. It's a clean pocket for Mark Sanchez to complete this ball to Riley Cooper. That's a great job of defending an ET stunt.